In stroke care, time is of the essence to prevent a patient from rapidly losing brain cells. That's why hospitals in the state coordinate to get patients to Christiana Care Health System in Newark, the only place in Delaware that can perform a specialized procedure to surgically remove large blood clots. Delaware Public Media Science reporter Katie Pikus has more.
If you had a stroke 30 years ago, doctors would monitor your blood pressure and probably give you an aspirin. But in 1995, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved an IV drip medicine called TPA that doctors used to dissolve blood clots and return blood flow to the brain, and the game changed.
Some of these patients can literally go home that would have been in a skilled nursing center the rest of their lives.
Doug Huizenga is the program manager of Christiana Care Health System's Comprehensive Stroke Program, and he says TPA is just one option to improve a patient's life. Christiana Care is the only hospital in Delaware that offers a minimally invasive procedure called mechanical thrombectomy, where doctors surgically remove a large blood clot in more severe stroke cases. Christiana Care first started performing it in 2007, and studies validating its effectiveness started appearing in 2015. Last year, Christiana Care doctors performed more than 80 mechanical thrombectomies on large vessel blockages and offered TPA to more than 300 people. Jonathan Razor Schramm, the program's medical director, says coordinating these procedures quickly and efficiently is important because a stroke patient can lose 2 million brain cells per minute. As Christiana Care doctors say, time is brain.
As soon as a blockage occurs, part of the brain starts dying, and we know that the treatments are the most effective the sooner we're able to restore blood flow, we're able to prevent permanent death to that part of the brain.
If a patient in Sussex County has a stroke, they go to their local hospital first. If their physician determines they need more intense treatment, they arrange for a helicopter to pick them up. Whether they're coming in by helicopter or ambulance, Christiana Care doctors are notified the patient is on their way. And when they hear this announcement,
attention please, attention please. Stroke alert, emergency room 1.
They start a multi-step laser-focused process to save a patient's brain cells. One doctor monitors blood pressure, any sort of facial droop, and breathing ability in the emergency department. Then they bring the patient to a CT scanner to look at pictures of their brain. Barbara Albani and Tanesh Sivapatham are two of the doctors involved in this part. They look through a recent patient's images.
This is the carotid artery as it comes up. You see how it stops right here? You see there's all these little blood vessels here, but there's a lack of those blood vessels in this part of the brain.
You see that little cutoff right there. So this is what we were talking about, this is a big trunk.
Big trunk, yeah.
Major branch, and you can see it looks like somebody cut the limb off right there. It just abruptly stops.
Based on the size of the blockage, doctors determine whether the patient needs TPA or a thrombectomy, and they bring them to that procedure. That usually happens about 35 minutes after the patient first enters the emergency room. The national average for this time is about 45 minutes. Albani says to do a thrombectomy, she'll make an incision in the patient's leg, put an IV tube in, and move long catheters to try to suck out that clot.
Time is always brain, right? You know, we try very hard to minimize the variables that we can control. That is to say, you know, the time the patient gets on the table, the time that we make incision, that sort of thing. Beyond that, obviously, we try to work as fast as we can.
Then they take the patient to the intensive care unit for special care until they're ready to move to a less intensive unit for therapy. Through this process, doctors reduce permanent disabilities like vision or movement impairment, and the patient can start the recovery process. Middletown resident Kathy Brown is currently recovering from a stroke she had in January. After receiving a thrombectomy and staying in the hospital for 4 days, she has been going to therapy for speech, language, and memory, and has seen massive improvements since.
I've resumed most of my normal activities. I do get tired, and I have to think about that. I've started back exercising. I am back at work now full time.
And as Brown continues to improve, Christiana Care says it hopes to improve its specialized stroke center as well. Doctors say they'd like to see the hospitals across Delaware work more closely together in getting patients to the right hospital at the right time as soon as stroke symptoms start. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.